Good afternoon. Today is Thursday, July the 26th, 206th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon is a public information officer. It's his official title now. It's part of his job and his DNA. For the, at least for this month, Chase Adams. How you doing, bud?
Doing good. How are we doing?
Summer's okay?
It's summer? I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay, fine.
I looked out the window. I couldn't tell.
Yeah. Yet another local with an attitude. We'll try to take care of that also when we come back.
I'm Mark Viette with today's garden tip about not being a prunomaniac. The conscientious gardener needs to know that each kind of plant has its own best time to be pruned. Avoid shearing flowering plants into shapes which really look unnatural. Thin flowering shrubs with a hand pruner. I'm Mark Viette with today's garden tip.
You've got to get up pretty early in the morning to hear Mark Viette and his wealth of gardening knowledge. 5 to 7 a.m. Sundays on KWSW 980.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and Information Times, 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Chase Adams. But before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from General George Washington. Quote, happiness and moral duty are inseparably connected.
Truer words were never spoken.
You may have written them. Don't leap to conclusions, man.
Yeah.
All you can do is twist ankles that way when you come back down. So let's talk a little bit about that little situation you guys had last week out on between Eureka and Arcata. A little bit of work going on.
Yeah, it was actually earlier this week.
Was it?
I believe Monday or Tuesday.
Was that Monday?
I think it was.
Okay. Fine. So I stand corrected. Let's
go with Monday.
Okay. A little bit of work going on out there. Do you find that people don't understand that in the construction zones, the posted speed limits don't necessarily apply?
Well, there's that, definitely, especially when you're talking about the freeway traffic, and they'll put all sorts of advisory signs, they'll put all sorts of warning signs, cones, everything else out. But I think some people look at those like checkered flags and go faster. I don't know.
More points to win, huh?
There you go.
What is the rule of thumb? If it's posted, let's say, 65, and there is construction work going on, what does the vehicle code indicate?
The vehicle,
what does 65 become?
The 65 becomes reasonably safe. So if traffic slows down to, let's say, 30, taking a lane, going down to one lane traffic from two or three, and traffic's going 30, and you decide to shoot the gap and try and get a couple extra cars behind you during, in the lane closure, and you keep it at 60, 65, 70, whatever the case may be, even if you're not necessarily going over the posted speed limit, you can still be, number one, ticketed for unsafe speed for conditions and or reckless driving if you're driving is determined reckless by the presiding officer at the time.
That would be the U part of the program?
There you go.
Yeah, okay.
There you go. And and another reason why we notified the public of, you're referring to the, we arrested one of the assigned units, arrested a DUI driver earlier this week during the closure near the eucalyptus trees by Mid-City there. One of the reasons we wanted to point that out was due to the simple fact that we do have units specially assigned by Caltrans, overtime units, aside from the normal beat units that that we have each day, assigned for enforcement in those zones to keep the not only the Caltrans unit or the Caltrans workers safe and alive, but just so people will have that knee-jerk reaction, slow it down as you're entering the quote-unquote cone zone.
So in that particular setting where there was construction work, you guys are there, kind of like what was happening on the Mad River Bridge also?
Absolutely.
Are you guys up there now? Is there working on the off-ramp?
The off-ramp, north or south of town? Oh, okay.
Depends on whether you're north or south of the Mad River. Yeah.
I'm referring to our current location, but we've been the local construction zones we've been assigned to, and the special construction zone assignment would be around Herrick Avenue, where they're doing a lot of new paving work, and then also where they're doing the tree work by the stretch in between Eureka and Arcata. The work they're doing mostly at Mad River right now is kind of off highway. They're retrofitting the whole area that's not really in direct relation to the road now. Now as they open it up and start paving the connectors and whatnot, I foresee us being assigned out there as well.
Is that an opportunity? You've got the old way station that hasn't been used in forever by Clam Beach. You got the Mad River Bridge. Are those just kind of hangout opportunities? Not negative, but if you're doing paperwork or filing a report or that kind of stuff, will you guys use places like that that are a little bit wider, a little bit more visible to park and do whatever work might be accumulating on you?
Well, actually, the way station at Clam Beach, that's still used intermittently. We have a commercial unit assigned.
By you guys, not...
Correct, by us.
Yeah, okay.
Excuse me, it'll be open and closed, and there'll be signage up if it is open. But yeah, we'll stop in there sometimes. We kind of, as beat officers, we kind of want to stay on our beat in the area, and in case we do get any calls, and if we are doing...
Oh, I think it'd be the smart thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
It might be like a mini office.
There you go. That's kind of what it is, a little satellite office, whatnot.
Of course, I would paint it so it didn't look quite so ratty, but yeah. That's just me thing.
Yeah. But, you know, we do what we can, but
but
it is a nice little hangout spot, to answer your question.
Yeah, particularly on those sunny days.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. A little shelter from the intense sun.
Got the little fridge in there. And you know,
There are drinking fountains in there, believe it or not.
In that kind of a situation, Chase, will you guys use that as a spot where you can just kind of monitor the traffic flow? Just kind of sit and watch and physically just watch?
Yes and no. I've been, myself personally, I can only speak for myself. I've done that at times just to kind of gauge what's going on, commercial traffic, what kind of, you know, traffic volume, anything else.
Is it fair to think that if the rig is out in front, that you're doing it for show, and if the rig is at the side, there might be a different reason why you're there?
You know what? I pretty much, whether I'm using it to catch up on paperwork, check out passing traffic, or using the facilities... Sometimes I'll even sit there and shoot radar from that location because it is kind of a safe location to park and hang out. I'll usually park in the same spot, right out in front of the.
Yeah, kind of like a billboard. Hey, I'm here.
There you go.
Pay attention.
A lot of people assume that I'm in there doing whatever it is I'm doing, and they'll just not even tap the brakes. And I'll write quite a few speeding tickets that way, especially up at the scales above Blue Lake.
Oh, okay. Yeah, same. Yeah.
Exactly, same situation.
KINS, News and Information Times, 319.
There's a brand new show on KEKA 101 Thunder Country, Country Gold with Randy Owen, Sunday evenings from 8 till midnight. It's a 4-hour intensive music show hosted by the lead vocalist of the group Alabama. Country Gold will feature 13 songs per hour and highlighted music from the 70s to the mid-90s. Be sure to listen to KEKA 101 Thunder Country, Sunday evening from 8 till midnight. Country Gold with Randy Owen.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 324. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Chase Adams from the CHP. Chase, the concept of being there at the stations, obviously the deterrent is one of the big reasons the way stations, so you guys can do that. A little bit of the commercial traffic monitoring, certainly that would make sense too. When they say truck, commercial vehicles must pull over, what does that mean? Because there are a lot of guys that use trucks for their business but might not qualify, and there might be some guys who qualify that don't think that they should, and they may inadvertently be setting themselves up for an issue.
Well, what most of the, again, we talked about signage in an earlier segment. A lot of the signs they put in front of the way stations as traffic is approaching will say, you know, scales open, all trucks must pull over. And they'll have a sign at the very bottom that says pickups do not stop or pickups exempt. Now, then you get into your definition of what a pickup is.
Well, let's say standard pickup, but if I'm hauling a trailer. Does that start getting me closer to where you guys want to look at?
Well, it depends on the gross vehicle weight rating.
Okay, so it's the density.
Pretty much.
So to speak. Yeah.
Pretty much, and it goes hand in hand with licensing issues. If you're,
so if you just got a regular little license and you're driving a truck, pulling a trailer,
if you're a boat. Pretty much. If you're a Class C driver with a non-commercial trailer rated under 10,000 gross weight rating, then you're just keep cruising.
You're just a regular guy. Winnebago's and the RVs and those guys never qualify.
Not at all. Even if they're 30,000-40,000 pounds, if it only requires a Class C non-commercial to drive, it's not going to be a part of the trucks must stop rule.
So if you don't, if no one's ever told you you ever have to stop, you don't have to stop.
More or less.
Pretty much, yeah. Is a working rule of thumb.
Yeah, especially when you get into licensing issues with the DMV, all the test taking and qualifications, certifications you have to do, you know if you have to stop or not most of the time.
For those times when you're there and you're not weighing, you're looking or you're doing your paperwork, how much of your effort there is designed to slow traffic down? How much of it is designed to maybe get a little bit more aggressively visible, and how much is apprehension?
Well, it depends on the situation. A lot of times, if it's pouring down rain, we're not going to be hugely out there actively enforcing, just because the likelihood we'll get a call or likelihood we'll be in a dangerous slick situation goes up. So a lot of times we go into what I like to call, what we kind of term visual presence mode. We'll sit there, let people know we're there, remind people to slow down.
That's when we have the smiling, waving cop?
There you go.
Yeah, okay.
We'll go with that.
in the parka.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Bright yellow banana suit.
Yeah.
But that would be considered, slow down mode. And a lot of times it'll be, more than one of the things you mentioned. I'll go there to complete a report, use the facilities, whatever it may be. And while I'm there, I'll do a little enforcement. I'll sit there and shoot radar or LIDAR.
I know people probably always ask, is there quotas and that kind of stuff, so I won't.
No, go ahead.
I've asked it too many times. you mentioned radar and then something else.
Yes, LIDAR. It's the more recent onto the scene in speed enforcement. It's a laser measuring device.
More accurate?
Not necessarily. It's just as accurate. More
different toy?
Different toy. It doesn't use a radar beam. It uses a laser. It can hit a specific target, reflect the target back to the device, tell the exact speed and the exact distance from zero or where you're shooting the device from.
So if you're really bored, again, using Clam Beach, you could find a fishing boat, pop it, and you'd be able to tell how fast the boat, unless it was out on the horizon.
Theoretically, yes. Depends, what the swell was, weather conditions, windage.
Whether or not the boss is listening. Yeah,
there you go.
I got you.
There you go.
Can you speed on the highway or the freeway on a bicycle?
Can you speed highway? I have never.
Or drive unsafely or any of the other rules of the road that you guys are looking out for?
Absolutely. Speeding, I've never wrote anybody for speeding on a kinetically powered device or vehicle.
Kinetically. Can you tell he's from Humboldt County?
There you go. There you go. That's like a three-syllable word. That's pretty good for me.
Yeah, I know. You were building up, but,
Moral of the story is I've never written anybody on a bicycle for speeding. I've never spoke to anybody, any colleagues or constituents who have. That being said, safety thing, running spot.
I've seen guys running faster than 25 through school zones on bikes.
Yeah, good luck having that stand up in court. It may. I've never had the opportunity to.
What about drunk?
Yes,
on bike?
I was building up to that. Absolutely.
Oh, sorry, I stole your thumb.
No, not at all. I have arrested DUI on a bike, RUI, riding under the influence, we'll go with, or BUI, biking under the influence. But I have done that. Usually it's out of a collision. If somebody causes a collision, pulls out in front of another vehicle, causes the vehicle to swerve, hit another vehicle or what have you, which is actually fairly common, especially with the volume of bikes we have around here.
Yes, bike, saying, the Broadway,
bicyclists.
Broadway.
Broadway, in between Eureka and CR, I've seen it happen. Students or or
that's really dangerous. I mean, there's not a lot of wiggle room unless you're out in the middle. And that's not a whole lot.
No, that would be something we would stop and talk to you about, just for the safety aspect there. You're just kind of taking your life into your own hands at that point.
I kind of presume that anytime you're on the bike.
Around here, you could say that.
KINS, News and Information Times, 3:30. We'll be back with more from Chase Adams.
There's never been a clear winner in the so-called battle of the sexes, but in the battle for bacteria-free hands, one half of the population is germier than the other. So whose hands are cleaner, men or women? Hi, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and here's to your health. The researchers tested 51 college students using a new detailed system for detecting bacterial DNA. But remember, most of the bacteria in our bodies is either harmless or beneficial.
Dr. Hoffman answers some of your health questions on Health Talk, Saturday mornings, 9 to 11 on KWSW 980 AM.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Chase Adams from the California Highway Patrol Swamp Office. Chase, the corridor, I would imagine you guys are probably starting to get a pretty good, pretty thick book of weird stories that could only be happening between Eureka and Arcata. Fair?
Not inaccurate, yeah.
Okay.
I'd go with that.
Are there more of them happening, or is it just over time there's just going to be X number every month and it's just stacking up?
Yeah, I've been in this office for about, I've driven the corridor since I've been driving, so I've been driving it for over 10 years, patrolling it for about 2 years now, and it's fairly regular. You'll get something that you haven't seen before, whether it's a pedestrian playing Frogger or a car. What? Oh yeah, you get pedestrians walking in the center divider.
Okay, yeah, there was that guy over by the Arcata end. Of course, he was looped, wasn't he? They got smacked.
Well, even if they make it through without getting hit, I've contacted people. What I'll call aggressively hitchhiking. Not in any kind of an emergency, but basically stepping out in front of traffic, trying to thumb a ride.
Trying to get people to stop?
Yeah, just because they want to ride. Or
really?
walking in the center divider, just because it's better to walk, in their mind, better to walk in the center divider than on the right shoulder. Which, the right shoulder is completely allowed. A lot of people commonly do it, and there's not an issue. A lot of people are very good about staying far to the right. Even though they're on the shoulder, they stay 10 feet on the edge of the asphalt just so nobody drifts over and clips
prudent,
them.
Prudent, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. But for every handful of those, you have the one person who, in their mind, thinks it's safer to walk in the center portion or ride on the yellow line in the center, and just lucky they don't get hit more often.
Are you surprised there aren't more pedestrian collisions?
In my experience, there are a fair amount here, not necessarily in the safety corridor, but we also patrol a lot of the unincorporated areas, Myrtletown. We've had a fair number of vehicle versus pedestrians. I wouldn't say I'd be surprised. There, some months we have good months where nobody gets hit, and some months we handle several. So
as you're looking at the corridor this time of the year, a little bit more traffic, a little bit more activity, more hours of the day, more busy.
Construction and whatnot.
Then you throw on top of that the construction. What are some of the big concerns that you guys have got, and gals, okay, fine, yeah. You guys and gals have got about what summertime means in our area?
Well, personally, I'll speak personally here. People who think they need to just hit 65 and maintain it because they're too cool or in too much of a hurry to do 55. And the funny thing is, I commute it in my personal car to and from work after work. And I'll see somebody who blows by me in my personal car, and they'll blow by about eight other cars the same way, zigzagging in and out of traffic, almost reckless, or I almost want to, you know, get my hands free calling device because I'd never talk on my cell phone with my hands, you know, enforcing those rules, I would never do it. And call it in, you know, if I do or I don't. And then you get to the stoplight at V Street in Eureka, and there are two cars in front of you, and you go the same way, and you're on the same pace again. So all that aggressive and borderline dangerous driving, risking the $500 ticket for the double fine zone in the safety zone, doing 15 over, and it gets them pretty much nowhere quicker than I'm doing right around 50. So that's one thing you got to just slow down. It'll save you time and money in the end.
I always feel stupid. You know, I had one yesterday, a little bit of paving in down Lord County. I thought, okay, pacing with a guy. Well, so I shot in front instead of, you know, normally I'll go backwards. And, you know, another mile and a half, there's the flag guy.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there for 10 minutes, and I kept thinking, you know, that was kind of silly.
Yeah.
Maybe it's experience or maybe it's old age, huh?
Well, there's there.
Aaron's bringing up decrepit old age. Thank you very much. Okay. But, yeah, it's logically, I don't think that there's an argument, but I think a lot of people get emotional when they drive. Is that your sense also?
That'd probably be a fair assessment. I think people, you know, not speaking on behalf of any statistics, but it seems that way.
Experience.
Yeah, experience, personal experience, myself included.
When you find somebody in that situation, you pull them over and they're amped up, and then now they're getting mad at themselves. Will you try to talk them down?
A lot of times, yeah. A lot of times they'll be past the point of no return, and I'll just side them out, you know, have them sign my citation, advise them of the court date, and part ways without getting into a war of words. Sometimes if they're semi-reasonable, I'll just say...
Well, mad at themselves.
Well, yeah.
For driving fast and then driving stupid and fast.
Yeah, it's funny, though, because people take it out on us, man. Go figure, right? I mean, we're just the ones enforcing the laws. I don't know. I don't know why we have the target, but it happens.
Target of unreasonable expectations, huh?
Yeah, well, you can call it that.
Well, they were expecting Estrada to pull them over, not Adams. And,
you know, there you go.
I understand the disappointment.
There you go. I'm getting their autograph, but they're not getting mine.
Yeah. I wonder if Dalen had the same issues.
No, he's salt and light. Nobody ever gets mad at him.
Oh, okay.
He's good. He's
Wonder Boy.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, how could you get mad at that face?
Well, we'll find out if he's listening.
I hope so.
KINS, News and Information Times 342. We'll be back with more from Chase Adams.
Water always wins. That's why there's a Grand Canyon. I'm Glenn Higgy, America's master handyman. Keeping water away from your home's foundation is one of the most important things you can do. If your home is on a crawl space, you need to know what is going on under your feet. Your home's structural integrity and your family's health may depend on it.
Listen to Glenn Hagee Sunday morning, 7 to 8 a.m. on KWSW 980.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and Information Time. It's 3:46. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Chase Adams. Chase, I would imagine one of the biggest concerns you guys have got this time of the year in our area isn't necessarily the speeder. It's not the looped driver. It's the tourist who's looking at the view, who's looking at the elk, who's decided that this is the once-in-a-lifetime experience for everybody concerned. And yeah, I came up on one just north of where Rolf's was. The old driveway, in fact, to the hotel, somebody was parked in. There was an RV parallel to the street. And the guy two cars in front decided this was something they couldn't pass up. So they got the right side tires on the line, shoulder line.
Completely in the lane.
And that was it.
Yeah.
And there were rakes coming on. It was right on, literally right on the turn, too. So you couldn't. And I thought, you know, I got around and it was no issue. But I kept waiting to hear screeching brakes, crash, see some flashing lights coming at me going north. Is that a signage issue? Is that people in unfamiliar territories not thinking things through?
I think it would probably be the latter more than anything else. I've had an opportunity to do a lot of enforcement up north of McKinleyville and, you know, in the lagoons and
is it I didn't realize.
Well, what it is,
about it? I didn't know.
And I worked in the Garboville area too, patrolled on the Avenue of the Giants. So it's the same characteristics there. Maybe the same people, who knows? going up and down the coast. We kind of, we kind of, you know, if we grew up here or lived here for any stretch of time, as breathtaking as the local scenery is, we grow accustomed to it and don't feel like we have to stop in the lane and check it out every time. A lot, exactly what you described about your personal experience, I've had those same experiences in my own car and on patrol, where not only stopping in the lane to take a picture of a redwood tree or a elk up north of Oryk, but just completely not paying attention to their driving and drifting their whole car, both, you know, left and right tires, into the oncoming lane, around a blind curve, over the double yellows, and can be is so, you know, is completely sober and completely in the right state of mind as can be. However, just got distracted by the scenery. And I've had it when somebody's actually kind of got a little lippy when I cited them for crossing over, and I said, "Sir, I don't mean to wreck your trip. We appreciate you, you know, sharing in the beauty of what is Humboldt County, but you just
you're pushing up daisies either."
Exactly, or causing anybody else to. And it was basically a matter of luck that you didn't get in a head-on collision, and you know, it may wreck their afternoon, but hopefully it'll keep them safe down the road, literally.
So why don't we see more of the whites and the black and whites parked along that stretch? Is it just because there's so much activity going on in other areas?
Well, that too. We have, obviously, Humboldt County. We're responsible for pretty much the whole of Humboldt County to the northern part of the Avenue of the Giants, Jordan Road there. So we have from Jordan Road, south of Scotia, all the way up to the Del Norte County line. And we have from the coast all the way out to Trinity County line, both on 299 and Highway 36. So we generally try and put miles on the car, try and hit, make sure there's nobody, first off, make sure there's nobody stranded on the beat. We call sweeping the beat, go and check and make sure there's nobody in need of assistance. Also doing mobile patrol, enforcement patrol, which is generally...
You could have just said you don't have enough bodies.
Oh, well...
You could have saved yourself 30, 40 seconds.
Man. Yeah, well, we got to fill time somehow.
There you go, man. Thanks for coming by. We've been Talking Shop this afternoon with Chase Adams. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.